Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. Will be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. I feel a change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great big vast world of ours. You are listening to Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman. And we are here today is Friday, August 28th, 2015. This year is just whipping by. Now, maybe I shouldn't acknowledge that. Maybe I should put out the affirmation that I have time to do everything I need to do every day. Here we go. Turn that around. Because it seems very often like there is just not enough time in the day, especially when I keep adding things to my day. When people ask me to do things and I should be doing something that is on my schedule already, I love it. And I think that's part of why today that the title of It's Okay to Say No came up this year. There are too many times when I just think, and I just keep piling things on and piling things on and piling things on, and I just don't get everything accomplished, and then I disappoint not only myself, but everybody else. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. In the meantime, though, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the two songs that you heard. The first one is the Purpose Talk theme song, otherwise known as I Am Who I Am. It is by the group True Trendy. The vocalist that you heard was Julian Clark. the co-writers are Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself on that. And, you know, we turned that into our Harvest Fest theme song long before I even came on board as the host. That's been around here, and I still love it, and it says a lot about what this show is. Because Purpose Talk Radio is exactly that. People who are coming on, talking about how they came to achieve and know what their purpose is, some suggestions of how you might be living yours as well, and any related topics, things that help you live your purpose, hence today's topic itself. The second song is the positive news song, because we are the change. We are the change here in Purpose Talk Radio. We're the change in the world. We are ones who, you know, want to hear more positive things out there. And I know that's very, very true with the circles that I am in. Because people saying, I don't want to hear about that stuff in the news anymore. I don't want to hear about the garbage going on, the wars, the fighting. Yes, we do need to hear about it to some extent, but not on and on and on. Every single day, every time we turn on the TV or the radio. There are good things going on out there, and it is definitely proven that those who listen to things that are more positive tend to be more positive in their own attitudes, their actions, and everything that they do. They tend to feel more successful. They tend to, you know, relate to their family and their friends, their coworkers, all that, in a more positive light. And so that is why we promote positive news and positive attitudes. We are broadcasting again from Sharehouse Goods in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, both a coffee house as well as an Amazon store. And I appreciate the use of their Wi-Fi and having the folks shut down their music just so that we can broadcast here and have a nice, wonderful home, family life, nice atmosphere here. It's really quite cozy. You know, a couple of chairs, sitting here, the bar stools, up by the counter if they want them, or on a higher table, a couple of sitting chairs. You know, funny thing is, even on the table in front of us, there is a marble maze, and there's a cribbage board, and just some cards and a couple of books. It's just a nice welcoming atmosphere, so I just love being over here every week, or when I can be. And so we are able to bring you the show from here. Now, if you'd like to participate in the show, there's a couple ways that you can do it. Well, first of all, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can reach me by doing sending an email to Cindy at PurposeTalkRadio.com, C-I-N-D-Y at PurposeTalkRadio. Okay. Well, maybe I should broadcast some other way, since I'm understanding that it is really difficult to hear me today. I wonder what that's all about. Or I could try calling back in and seeing if that makes a difference here, too. And I'll do that in a moment. The other thing that you can do is over on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. In Facebook, there's a post, that thing, pinned to the top of the page, and there will be in a second. And we will put that up on the top of the page here in just a second. You can participate in the show that way. Periodically throughout, I might just put some comments that relate to what we're talking about today. Other people can comment in there, whether you listen to the show archived or live. It gives you the chance to be able to comment either way, because if you are part of the chat room for this show, what happens is after the show ends, it goes bye-bye. That chat room that's at the bottom of the show page. So, I'm hearing still an issue of sound here. so you know what, going to try something else here. And I don't want to pick up a whole lot of extra noise, though, if I do. So my moderator there.
Let me know if this is better. But I get a feeling it's going to cause you're going to hear the extra noise that's in the background from the tape and things like that. But we'll see. And I may just call back in the meantime on my phone and see if that works. So, like I said, what we've got today is a show that it kind of bumps off of last week's show. And I'm not sure why Spirit wanted me to continue that, except, you know, it does that. I don't know. I guess it's just that because I say yes so often, I'm being told myself to pay attention. You know, again, I hear ministers and speakers and folks like that very often saying, I speak to myself as much as I speak to you. So that's kind of funny when I hear that. And I, you know, originally I didn't understand it. And I didn't know what that was all about until I started the show. That's the interesting part about it. Because very often the show and things that I say on it are exactly what I need to hear. And, you know, I hope it really is what you need to hear. But even if it's just for me, I guess it's worth it sometimes. But I do invite you to also call in if you'd like to be a part of the show that way. And you can do that by dialing 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. Okay, I think we have all of the housekeeping promo stuff out of the way for you so that we can get into the topic of this. Oh, there is, I guess, one other thing, and that is if you have not signed up for the writing workshop that Diane Dandino is a part of, and she was on a couple weeks ago talking about that journaling and how she pretty much changed her life in finding out what she was supposed to do. I do invite you to join her over on her page or look up on, you know, the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, the Purpose Talk Radio page, both on Facebook, and sign up for that. I'm hoping she calls in a little later and talks about that workshop again for just a few minutes because I'd rather it came from her than me. I don't want to mess up her understanding of what she's trying to do. So if not, I'll give you a little brief synopsis of it later. So, okay. So what do we got going here? Too often we think that if we say no to someone, what's going to happen is that they... I think I know what the problem was before on the phone. And I'll find out in a second. You know, very often when we say no to people, we're afraid we're going to hurt their feelings. You know, we're afraid that if we just, if we don't do what they ask of us, that instead of being their friend, they're going to tell us to go away or get lost or not be a part of their life any longer. And you know what? I think that that's not really the case. Because a lot of times when we just say yes instead, you know, we end up running ourselves through maybe a guilt trip. We end up feeling bad because we don't have enough time to do it or whatever. And, you know, that runs our integrity even further into the muck than if we would just say,
you know, I just can't do it this time. Feel free to, I'd love to have you ask me another time. Or, you know, being honest and just saying, geez, I just don't have time. I just can't do that right now because of whatever. I think a lot of times when we just accept a request, what it does is it takes away from our doing our own things and having the, you know, success that we'd like. I'll give you an example. You know, a few years ago, wow, that one was kind of come from out of nowhere. But yeah, a few years ago, I was participating in, and I've talked about this before, I was participating in a magazine on Facebook. And I had a great time, you know, doing some writing and some editing stuff and doing all the things that I just love doing. You know, it wasn't paid, it was volunteer and all that. And it's fine. It was great. I got to write the things I wanted. It got to be positive, motivational, all that kind of stuff. And I spent a lot of time doing that. Then when it came time to, you know, creating the positive news magazine that I thought I was going to create, what happened is I had gotten myself very much behind on some other things. So, you know, had I used the time to work on my own magazine, would it have been different? Maybe, maybe not. You know, I can't say that, but that's the case all the time. There's times where I will, you know, help someone with their homework, and it, unfortunately, what it turns out to do then is take the time away from my homework and maybe my papers thrown together at the last minute, you know. On the other hand, the other side of that that's happened for me is when I help somebody else, I get some better ideas for my own. Or because I am a procrastinator or tend to be. And very often if I'm writing something, I actually do better if I write it at the last minute than if I put it off, and then go back and say, well, I need to correct this, and I need to put this in. And what ends up happening then is that it's drawn out more. There's more words in it that needs to be there, and I end up making it worse if I do something too far ahead. So sometimes saying yes is exactly what I need in order to have my stuff on an appropriate timeline. Again, so if anyone would like to be a part of the discussion, please call in 347-205-9074 or chime in on the chat room at the very bottom of the page or on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook. You know, the other one that I tend to do is I do a lot of stuff for my church. And, you know, it was funny because for a while I just, it felt great to be a part of the things that were going on and be in the middle of it and know what was happening. And suddenly, and this is, you know, not the case now, it's any of the folks from church that might be listening, you know, I found myself getting edgy and just sometimes not even wanting to be at church because I was afraid I was going to want to do something or be asked to do something, and that I wasn't finding myself spiritually fed. The other part was at the time I was not necessarily agreeing with what was going on in the church, but yet I'd say yes because I felt like, oh, well, if they want my skills, if they want me to be a part of that, I just feel honored and I must say yes to that. Well, he said, unfortunately, what happened is that I got more and more on edge and more cranky about being there and sometimes didn't want to be there at all. You know, so I do something and yet what would happen is that I would do that, but then I wouldn't be there on Sunday. I'd do something during the week, but I wouldn't be there for the service. and then I wouldn't even find out the results of that. So it got a little crazy. Anyway, so as I'm multitasking here again, wow, today my brain is not wanting to multitask as much. As I'd like it to. Wonder what's up with that. Does that mean that I'm getting too busy? Does that mean I'm not busy enough? Could be either one. Anyway, so, okay, let's come back to that. So, you know, the interesting part about that is, to me, spirituality, my spiritual practice, is probably the primary thing in my life. Even though a lot of times I don't take the time that I might like, I know that my belief in God is primary to my existence. And if I don't take some time somewhere to pray, meditate, and all of that, then I find myself very cranky. So, like I said, especially with those things at church, I want to be a part of things, but I also want to be able to sit in the chapel and sanctuary and listen and be fed once in a while, not thinking about, oh my gosh, what didn't I post, or what did I post, or oh, who didn't I talk to, or who am I going to want to talk to after church to chase, to ask this question, because they're here now and I don't want to have to call them, and all those kinds of things. So for me, that's the biggest place that I have to watch how much I do. And again, you know, I am a prayer chaplain at my church. And so that is a kind of a, a leadership position. So people do see how I am on a regular basis. And if I am not in my integrity and in my space because I'm doing too much, I will find out that they'll recognize it, and they'll go to my minister, and they'll say, hey, what the heck's up here? And why is this going on, and what could we do to fix that? I just realized something. Somebody being different from something else. In the process of things, you know, we hold that integrity, that space of a leader, and then end up turning things around. So we have someone who would like to participate in the show, and I'm going to bring her on so I can stop feeling like I'm repeating myself here. And guest at 816 area code. Hello, welcome to Purpose Talk Radio.
Greetings. What a
greetings.
Wonderful topic.
yeah, thank you.
This is Joy from Southern California, big fan.
Hi there, Joy. You're getting lots of storms and fires and all kinds of not so fun stuff out there, huh?
It's still paradise.
Cool. Someday I'll visit it. Anyway, so we've got you live on the air. Is there some questions or some comments you'd like to add to this conversation today?
Oh my gosh, so much, but I will try to be brief. Okay.
Oh, that's okay.
Three main topics. First of all, I remember the first day I ever said no to somebody. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was in the hallway in front of my dorm room in college, and someone asked me to do something that would have been very, very inconvenient for me, and they really didn't need to do it right then. They asked me to drive them somewhere because I had a car and they didn't, and I said no. And I didn't come up with some fake excuse. You know, it was this huge liberating moment for me. So it was really a big deal, and I've come to learn that saying no to me is an act of love for everybody involved, not just myself, but for the other person. Because if I'm saying yes to something that doesn't feel right, I'm not doing them any good. So something about it either won't work out or, but you know, if it's not right, it's not right. And so as much as on the surface, it looks like, you know, that's the kind thing to do. It just doesn't matter, because if it's not right, it really isn't going to bless everybody, and it will take away the opportunity for a better situation if you say yes to something you shouldn't. I don't have that situation with feeling like I'm going to let somebody down by not saying no, because I know that if I'm saying yes when I shouldn't, you know, there's a better situation. And my main point I wanted to make, I've totally forgotten. So if you want to take a sec to say anything there, I will try to think of what my main point was.
That's all right. That's all right. Yeah, college, we tend to do that as we're growing up. College, high school, and it's a lot just to feel like we're going to fit in, you know?
Yeah. Well, I've never worried about fitting in, because I never have fit in, and that was always okay.
Well.
But the thing, oh, no, I just lost it again. I had it. Now I've lost it. About when you do stuff for other people to the detriment of getting stuff done for yourself, to me, that boils down to what your whole show is about, your purpose. And everyone has a different answer to that. Me, my purpose, since like you, I'm on a spiritual path, my purpose is all about the golden rule and about spirituality, understanding the universe and God and my fellow man and myself better. So more often than not, when I'm listening for the right answers to whether or not I should do something for someone else, I would say most of the time I don't get done what I wanted to do. But I found that doesn't matter, because by helping someone else, I'm achieving my larger goal, which is not ticking things off a to-do list, but being of service. So it's completely changed the way I view helping people. So if I'm saying, as long as I'm saying yes because I feel it's the right thing to do, if I'm saying yes because of some weird obligation, or if I know better and I say yes anyway, then that just doesn't yield a good result, period. But if I say yes to something that will seemingly take away from me getting my own stuff done, that in the long run for me has not mattered at all, because either what I needed to do didn't need to get done right then, or something else has worked out. Your example about writing a paper, that if you do it the last minute or help a friend, you may get better ideas. You know, that's always what's happened for me. So I think if we are living out our purpose and living up to our highest sense of right and being honest with ourselves and the others, then it doesn't matter how you spend your time and if you're doing your own stuff, because those are just things on a to-do list. But the bigger goal is always living out your purpose. And for me, my purpose is to be of service. And it's never to my detriment. I mean, never. That's just helping me get closer to fulfilling my own goals. So I know that's not probably a normal answer to this question, but it's a sincere one.
Well, first of all, define normal. Yeah, I think you and I both know that that's kind of a loaded definition right there, just from, you know, what I know of you and what we've talked about and heard. There is not normal in my definition. Every day is different. Every time I do something, even it might be the same thing, it's still going to come out differently. You know, I could write the same sentence twice and it would look totally different. So I don't know what normal is. So I understand what you're saying. So cool. Well, thank you. I appreciate your comments on that. You know, and I know you are a super busy person and do a variety of things for, with other people and all that in the process. And, you know, is there, I'm gonna put you a little bit on the spot. Is there some way that you prioritize your things to be able to figure out which is yes and which should be no? I mean, like I said, this is kind of a spin-off a little bit about last week, and I know we went off the air before people actually heard the whole show and had to pull it up on archive to hear it. So I guess I'd like to lead out a little bit off of that, too.
Sure. I really am on the spot because I'm one of those people that couldn't access the show at the time, so I missed it. So,
right.
I personally believe in God. You know, most of my friends don't, but since I do, and I believe that God is good, I use prayer and listening, you know, using my soul's intuition to tell me what to do. So, for example, I'm so much busier than anybody knows. People tell me all the time, you're so busy. I'm thinking, you only know about, you know, maybe a 5% of what I do, because why would I tell everybody? It would bore them to tears. But I do seemingly get a lot done in a day. And my favorite thing in the world is probably to create color-coded spreadsheets and be organized and do all that sort of stuff. And, you know, give me an excuse to do one. And I am happy as a clam and to put things in order. But that said, despite what I want to get done, the way I start my day is by throwing out everything I want to do and just listening. How can I be a blessing today? And how can I enjoy this adventure of a new day the best? And so that's where I get my answers, is through, you know, prayer and listening and intuition to know what's the best way to go. And it never turns out the way I wanted, and it's always a lot better. So I try to be flexible. I do that when I travel, though, too. I'm one of those people that has all the charts of all the stuff they want to pack in. But at the same time, I'm ready to throw it all away if something better comes along. So for me, it's just listening and being receptive to the need. Well, in fact, you and I had a situation like that once. We were talking about your positive news media magazine and site. And I had a huge day planned, and instead we ended up working together, quite frankly, to get a site up for you in time to have it ready for Positive News Month. And, you know, I didn't look at what I didn't get done that day as far as the items on my list. I looked at, you know, the way I judge the success of my day is how much did I love, how much did I enjoy myself and my fellow man, how much did I see good in action. So, you know, those to me are the proofs that we got a lot done that day, not saying I went to the store, I went to the dry cleaners, that kind of thing. That stuff always gets done. I don't think I answered your question, did I? Or
well, yeah, you did. You know what? And you brought up something else, too, on the kind of the flip side of this is, you know, you can always ask somebody. Now, I, and you know, too, I hesitated on that. I'm like, oh, man, I know you've got this list. I know you got this stuff to do. And I'm like, oh, but I still don't get this. I still am not sure how to do this, you know. And sometimes it's easier for somebody just to do it. I'm one who really wants to know how to do something, though. And, you know, we kind of had to push that to the side, at least for that day, to get it up and moving. And then go back and go, okay, now step by step. It might take a little bit longer this way, but, you know, now I get it. And, you know, for the most part, do it alone. But
also you had something, you know, to work with. Now you can go fiddle on your own and take as much time as you want and see what's already there and then poke at it and see how it works. And, you know, so it hopefully is just fun. You go play with all these toys you've been given, you know.
Right. And I was, you know, and was very appreciative because I kept putting it off and putting it off because I didn't know. I would put it off for 3 years because it didn't get to what I wanted at the moment. And it was like, okay, let's see what happens if we do this. And it was like, oh, wait a minute. That it didn't originally serve the purpose that I thought we were doing. And here it serves the other one. And that's the other thing, you know. If you ask somebody, maybe they've got a better idea for you. Maybe they can help you get something done faster.
Well, I think it's a matter of timing, too. When you came up with this idea for Positive News, it was very cutting edge and unusual for people. Now it's becoming more mainstream. So, yes, you thought of it potentially first, but when you actually put it into play, I think the timing was perfect because now people are more interested, and that is a topic. You may have had 3 years of being all alone out there in cyberspace and doing all this work. So there was a reason that you didn't do it yet. You've been doing other things that needed to be done. If something has to get done, it gets done. If your magazine had to be up 3 years ago, it would have been. It's just that simple. So, you know, things get done at the time that's right for them. You know, for another show, I'm dying to share how a business I've been working on for 5 years finally started officially with people. It's finally working out, but if it had worked out earlier, it would have been a disaster because I was in seriously poor health until just a month ago Wednesday. So there was a plan, even though it looks like it was failure all those years. it was everything was being put on hold until the right time that I was able to participate. So I won't, I'll cut that one off before I go too far afield. So that's for another show. But
maybe you'll be a regular full guest on the show. Oh, there we go.
Anything to be answered. It's that
simple. There we go.
Cool. If we seemingly don't get our stuff done, it's because it didn't need to get done yet. If we're supposed to have dinner made for our family, dinner will show up, whether, as you said, we ask a friend, we ask a family member to grab something on their way home. If you've got kids, that's the big thrill that they get to go out for burgers when normally they don't get to. You know, whatever it is, but there's an answer. You go to a restaurant and you run into someone that you haven't seen in ages. There's always a really neat working out when you let your highest sense of order regulate your day. And when I say order, I don't mean putting things on a list, but as you said, priorities. And for me, people come first. I love how that Cecil the Lion thing really exposed the atrocities that happen with animals. I think that is a wonderful step towards the greater step of having people start valuing their fellow man, because we're really brothers and sisters. And so to me, our days should be spent loving and serving and helping each other. And how that ends up happening, it's a new adventure every day, and usually happens in a way you never expect. And I think that's the fun of it, to be honest. So, you know, to me, a new day is a new adventure. And I have no idea how this day will have turned out by the time I've done. But just by listening into your show, I got a little teeny weeny project that I've been putting off for months. I was able to do it while listening, because it was one that was just, kind of mindless. So, you know, I ended up multitasking without trying. So, and now I've got a dog that's been very upset that I haven't been playing with her. So while I'm talking, I'm playing with the dog.
There you go. There you go.
So, but yeah. I think if you put your highest right, your personal sense of right first, and knowing what your ultimate goal is or objectives in life, then all of your decisions will serve that, and you'll make the right decisions, and you'll be happy with your decisions. You know, there are a lot of things that were all for nothing. I built a website for somebody a couple weeks ago as a favor. And then they decided, no, they wanted to do something else. And then they told me to get rid of the whole thing, which I did. Now they need help again, and I don't have any of it.
Right.
Now, I could say no. That isn't my best sense of what to do in this situation. But I'm not going to jump through hoops either. You know, there's always that line of demarcation. And if it starts to go too far, I'll tell the person, no, this is more than I'm able to do or willing to do even. You know,
right.
And people take advantage. You know, the good people that you choose to do stuff for won't want to take advantage of you. But somebody that is a take advantage type of person that is in that mental space, chances are you won't be volunteering to help them anyway, because that's a very unusual and unhealthy dynamic, or, you know, often at least. So, but this is someone that does need some help. They were, hasty in saying they didn't. And, so I thought about it, prayed about it, listened, and it was like, yep. Help, don't help just because you think they need to earn it by doing the right thing. Otherwise, you're not really helping, you know. So they made a mistake.
Right.
But I will be monitoring as I go every step of the way how much participation seems wise and healthy. Because when you're helping people with their stuff, it can easily become too much if you're not careful. And it's not saying that you're not willing to help, but there's always a healthy balance, and I am keen on wanting to maintain that.
Okay, cool. Well, speaking of healthy balance, I'm going to leave. You can stay on here. I'm going to, Diane was able to call in here for a couple minutes and do her commercial for her workshop. And so I'm going to let her do that, because she is heading to another meeting, and I want to be cognizant of her time. And my commitment to her is she did sponsor our show a couple of weeks here, and I want to make sure that she gets the time to promote her workshop that's starting here in September. So welcome, Diane.
Thank you, Cindy. It's great to listen in. I was like, wow, yeah, this is awesome stuff. You know, really living and connecting to, you know, that guidance. And living from that place. And is where the miracles are happening. I just love hearing it.
Thanks. So you want to remind us about your workshop and your things there, whatever you got time to put into the discussion here?
Yeah, so I've been doing several workshops, a little bit on the same theme of the show we did a few weeks ago that was so fun, about really how to talk to God and get the answers. And what the purpose of that is to really to live a divinely guided life. So I'm going to be doing a free webinar where I'm going to go into some more teaching on September 3rd at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. And people can go to register for that at DianeDandeneau.com, and I'll spell that because it's my last name's a little bit difficult, but it's DianeDandeneau.com. And then right at the front is click here to register for how to talk to God and get the answers. And what I'm going to cover are the five keys to really knowing how to do that. How do we know that it's God speaking to us, or the divine, or soul, or anyway, our broader wisdom? How do we know it's that versus our ego? And really, what is the number one thing we have got to know, we've got to decide on in order to open up this place to do that? And then some of the other keys are learning the four levels of engagement and the five levels of consciousness. And if we actually know that there's consciousness, the levels of consciousness, we can begin to identify which level we're operating from. And I really learned that it's really about what level of consciousness that we are operating from that creates the life that we're living. So if we're living from a victim mode, the world that we create continues to reinforce that. And so we continue to create the things that feel like that. But if we move into our creative consciousness, that we can truly be able to create at a much higher level of more beauty, more joy, and open to the guidance that comes from that level. So I'll actually teach people how to recognize that, where they're at. And then finally, I'm going to share the three number one lies that we all believe that actually undermines everything. And once you recognize them, you can actually also recognize when we're seeing them in our lives and shift them. So I'm really excited to be able to teach this. And then I also offer programs on living a divinely guided life that if people want to learn more, that's what I do, is I teach and really help people to shift what they are living and how they're living to create incredible joy and abundance. But I'm happy to offer this free workshop September 3rd, 7 p.m. Mountain Time at DianeDandeneau.com.
Okay, and then that's leading into your 30-day program.
That's
also,
right.
Correct?
Exactly. The 30-day program starts September 15th. And that's going to be, I'm calling this one Living a Divinely Guided Life, but it includes a 30-day journaling challenge. So it's working every day on really practicing all the different aspects of how to connect to Source and how to really learn how to do that. But also, it's amazing how it's the actual practice that creates the transformation. And so it's like you got to do it to get to experience it.
Okay, cool. And anyone who did not or who missed Diane's show, we did do it back July 31st. It was a Five Keys Unlocking Your Connection with God for Finding and Living Your Purpose. So
yeah.
Go back and look that up. You can find it on the Purpose Talk Radio or Conversations page or her page, too. I think there's a link on that page. So cool. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you coming back on. I know you do have a meeting to head to, so... but like you said, I knew you'd say it better and more concisely than I could. So I'm glad you had the time to be able to jump on with us today.
Yeah, thank you. I'm so grateful for your work, Cindy. You're doing wonderful things in the world. Thank you for including me and inviting me in today.
Thanks, Diane. I hope you come to the area. We can meet. We'll see how that works out. That's another thing that's sitting in the cards right now, and we'll see what happens. So,
all right.
Great.
Sounds good.
Have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, there we go. Made that short, sweet, and simple, and I'm grateful for that. And Joy has jumped off and said she pretty much said what she needed to say or wanted to share with us today. So that is great. I don't think we've really got a whole lot more to say today about this. If somebody just wants to call in again, 347-205-9074. you know, put your comments in the chat room. It's just, it's all about, you know, it really is all about feeling and being the person that you think you should be and listening to those inner voices. And all of the, I don't know how you want to do it, all of the feelings that are part of you, you know, make sure your head's clear, your, you know, your stomach's not in a tangle and all those kinds of things, all that. And so those are the things we need to do that we talked about last week. You know, how do you know those 10 things, that how do you know that you're saying the right thing and doing the right thing that you're supposed to? Well, okay, and then knowing that by saying yes, sometimes you're in integrity. By saying no, sometimes you're in integrity. Because a lot of times if we say yes and it makes us feel bad, like I said earlier, then, you know, we're out of integrity. It isn't going to matter how much we do that. So, anyway. All right. Very good. I appreciate all of your time. And I think today, let's see, what is our affirmation for today? We're going to make it very sweet and simple. I know that when I say, I have to scroll up to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversation chat for the day. And it is that I know that whether I say yes or no, when asked to do something, I am living in integrity at all times. I know that whether I say yes or no when asked to do something, I am in integrity. I am in my integrity at all times. So, and will better relationships with others because of it. There we go. So, I appreciate you all being here. That is our affirmation for the week. Like I said, if you'd like to be on Purpose Talk Radio as a guest, please do get a hold of me at Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at purposetalkradio.com, P-U-R-P-O-S-E-T-A-L-K-R-A-D-I-O.com. With the school you're coming, you know, we'd consider some other days, too. You know, we've got 7 days that we can broadcast. Maybe we'll try bouncing some things around on different days and see what happens. If we get more live guests, live shows, you know, let's work on when people are available as opposed to just one day a week. I'd love to do more shows on different days and float it around and get a different audience, too. With school, you know, it'll give me the opportunity to see who and what kind of an audience we can grab. The show always will be in integrity to me, though, we'll go from there. So as we close this show, again, Purpose Talk Radio is about people who are living their purpose, how they came to know it, how they came to achieve it, and what you might be able to do in your own lives based on what they have lived to be able to do it. We have two songs that we typically do. The one is a positive news song. Sung by Jillian Clark, and it was created specifically originally for Positive News Month in July and Positive News Day. We also have the song I Am Who I Am by True Trinity, and their website is TRUETRINITY, and their song is I Am Who I Am, sang and written by Jillian Clark, Rachel Grace, and myself. So I will play both of those songs for you as we leave out until next Friday, noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the UK. I wish you all soul blessings.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. Will be the change that's coming. Change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. I feel a change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.